West Virginia hashtag red for red teachers rally fails to intimidate state legislature. By Michael Patrick Leahy on June 21, 2019. A rally of hashtag red for red teachers at West Virginia's state capitol on Monday failed to intimidate the GOP-controlled West Virginia state legislature from moving forward with legislation that would authorize charter schools in the state. Despite teacher protests, Republicans in the West Virginia House of Delegates have advanced their wide-ranging education proposal to allow the state's first charter schools, the Associated Press reported on Monday. Late Wednesday, the House of Delegates passed that education bill that included charter schools by a 51-47 margin. On Thursday, West Virginia Metro News reported, Senate President Mitch Carmichael indicates an omnibus education bill will likely pass that chamber again. And Governor Jim Justice says he will sign it. I'll sign it and be very, very proud to sign it, Justice said during a West Virginia Day celebration. It's a good bill in everything, and it does make things better and it does reward our teachers and our service personnel. All of our people who are involved in so many different ways. So it's a good bill, a really good bill. I'll proudly sign it. I am eager for the Senate to pass this bill when we reconvene. And I am hopeful that Governor Justice will show his support by signing it quickly, Carmichael said in a statement released by his office. The hashtag Red for Red rally on Monday drew teachers from West Virginia, Kentucky, and Virginia, as well as national media. Reporters for Jacobin Magazine, the openly Marxist publication that often features hashtag Red for Red leaders as contributors, sent this tweet out Monday's rally. West Virginia educators showed up in force today to say no to school privatization. Hashtag 55 strong at underscore Eric Blank pic.twitter.com/r21hgm1f. Jacobin, at Jacobin Mag, June 17, 2019. AFT West Virginia, the state chapter of the American Federation of Teachers, was on the ground as well. We're back. Hashtag 55 strong pic.twitter.com/h3gustiazi. AFT West Virginia, at AFT, June 17, 2019. New York Magazine was apparently on the ground in Charleston, West Virginia on Monday and also weighed in about the hashtag Red for Red rally at the state capitol. Carla Okauchi, an educator from Fairfax, Virginia, told New York that she and others drove to West Virginia to show our support and solidarity. This Red for Red movement kind of sprung from this area of West Virginia. We're certainly inspired by all of the work and advocacy that they have been doing, she said. But, for one of the few times since the hashtag Red for Red movement launched in Arizona in March 2018, the show of political force failed to yield the desired political results, as WV Metro News reported. But the focus has been on a provision of the bill allowing charter schools in West Virginia. This version wound up with an allowance of 3 charter schools initially, followed by a possibility of 3 more in 2023 with an additional 3 possible every 3 years. Local school boards would have to approve the charter schools. Proponents of charter schools, however, say the West Virginia bill passed by the House on Monday does not go far enough. A proposal is under consideration in the West Virginia House of Delegates right now to approve an omnibus education bill that was intended to expand education opportunity in the Mountain State, where barely 31% of students can read or do math proficiently. Gene Allen, the founder and CEO of the Center for Education Reform, said in a statement released by the organization on Wednesday. She added, "But rather than consider a bold proposal that would have allowed thousands of students to attend brand new, innovative schools of choice, the legislature has bent to both ignorance and special interest pressure in moving forward a proposal that would help no one student get the education they deserve. The pending proposal would create only 3 schools, which would be micromanaged by the same bureaucracy that oversees underperforming traditional public education in the state." Neither Allen's criticism from the right, nor the hashtag Red for Red criticism from the left, however, appeared to be likely to derail the passage of this charter schools enabling bill in the state Senate, or its signing into law by Gov. Justice.